Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Welcome to the Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger, sitting here in my studio in South Florida. Been looking at defensive players all morning long. Some of them I've been studying for 6 weeks. Some of them are still new. But anyways, you can find me at Baldy NFL on all of the platforms, Twitter, X, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, TikTok. And then you can find this daily podcast right here, The Best Football Show, on your free Odyssey app. Download it, like it, subscribe to it. Tell everybody about it, all right? Because we're leading up to the draft now. We're in the final week here. Draft is on Thursday, so next Thursday, and April 25th, 26th, 27th. And I don't know. I can't think of anything more important to talk about, so let's get to it. Because I think one of the deepest classes, and a good class, is defensive tackles. And before I get to the defensive tackles and the top five on my list, let me just say this. Like, just recently, we have just seen Derrick Brown of Carolina just get paid a defensive tackle. Big money, okay? And Derrick Brown, in the 104-year history of this NFL, he's the first defensive tackle ever to have over 100 tackles. Like, Alan Page didn't do it. Aaron Donald didn't do it. Warren Sapp didn't do it. Like, Derrick Brown was a wrecking ball of a machine. Phenomenal season. But we have seen Christian Wilkins get paid by the Raiders this year in free agency. We've seen Jeffrey Simmons. We saw Chris Jones and the Chiefs get a huge extension. We've seen Quinnen Williams get paid. We've seen Deron Payne get paid. Like, we've seen defensive tackles. We saw Javon Hargrave last year in free agency. First free agent off the board by the 49ers, $85 million contract. Like, we're seeing defensive tackles get paid now. People are recognizing that pushing the pocket, okay, and not allowing quarterbacks to step up to elude the edge, when you prevent them from doing that, it's a big, big, big piece right now in this business to really corralling quarterbacks. So look, but the number one defense tackle, and it's close on depending, but on my list, it's Jeffrey Newton, because he's literally their classic three technique defensive tackle. You have a four man front, you got a one technique, you have a three technique. You stop the run, you eat up double teams with your one technique, your three technique. You know, he's the guy that's getting one on ones. He's the guy that is getting the slide to him. You know, when it's in pass protection, he's getting the attention. And the good ones, the great ones, Warren Sapps, like these guys, Aaron Donalds, they can line up on the outside shoulder of the guard. And in one step, their hips just open up. They can be in the one, like go from the three hole to the one hole in one step. Like they just, and that's what Newton does. Like, he's slippery. He has good push. He's got fast twitch to him. And you know, and he's got enough size. He's 6'1" and change. He's, you know, he's 304 pounds. I think his best football is still in front of him. Okay. My number two pick. Number two defense tackle is Byron Murphy from the University of Texas. Now, him and Devondre Sweat, formed a pretty good team. They went all the way to the conference, you know, to the national semifinals this year, losing in that shootout game to Washington. But Byron Murphy has been a great player. I think both of them are first round picks. All right. And, you know, if you look at who needs, you know, defensive tackles right now, I mean, you could really, I mean, Miami for sure. You lose Wilkins. They need it. If you look at Seattle, okay, they brought back, you know, Big Cat Williams. They gave up some draft capital for him. They need defensive tackles. If you look at, say, the Denver Broncos, they could use defense tackles, although I don't think they'll spend their 12th pick on a defensive tackle. Like, you could just – but Miami, for sure, they could go offensive line, center specifically, or defensive tackle. Good places for Newton or Murphy. And then if you go all the way down to, you know, say, you know, San Francisco, who just has rebuilt their entire defense line, they lose Eric Armstead, they could go defensive tackle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's get to my third choice here, and that's Braden Fisk from Florida State. Now, he was a Western Michigan player for 4 years, graduate transfer up to Florida State. And he had a phenomenal season at Florida State. I mean, they were the number one team in the nation until Jordan Travis got hurt. They were undefeated. They were rolling. But their defense, Jared Verse, Braden Fisk, I mean, they were just, you know, stud players everywhere. But then you look at Braden in the Senior Bowl. Nobody could block him at the Senior Bowl. One-on-ones. The guy is just perpetual motion. Like, he's a little bit undersized, you know, in some ways. But, you know, because of his – but, I mean, he's still got a big frame, but he, you know, and he's not this 320-pound, you know, guy like Chris Jones, but he's 295, but his movement is just phenomenal. Like, he doesn't stay blocked in the run game, in the pass game. He chases everything down. He's got a terrific motor. He ran a great 40 time. In fact, what did he run? He ran – I just want to get this right. Braden Fisk ran a 4.78 40, 1.68 10-yard split. I mean, it's elite. It's elite, you know, quickness, just chasing things down. My next choice is Missouri's Darius Robinson. Darius Robinson's a massive frame. He's 6'5", he's 295 pounds. He ran under 5 flat, which is just fine. But he can be your mercenary in a 3-4 where you want your ends to line up over the guards or head up on the tackles, what we call a 4-eye, and just be able to bench press them out. Just be able to hold the ground, let your linebackers go and make your plays. Like, he could play that system. I think he could play inside like a John Franklin Myers does for the Jets. He could line up on the tackle. He could line up inside on the guard. I think he's got a lot of flexibility. But he put together a good season at Missouri this year, going up against, you know, top flight SEC talent. Darius Robinson is a borderline first round pick. You could see San Francisco with the 31st pick going, let's, because they're always going to continue to build their defensive front, right? So you could see Darius Robinson in that type of a spot. You could see him in Detroit. They could go defensive end with Darius Robinson, defensive tackle, that type of spot, the way that they move the front around opposite Aiden Hutchinson and just get big bookends like that. And then my fifth best defensive tackle was Chris Jenkins from Michigan. And look, his father, Chris Jenkins, you know, played in this league a long time, probably bigger than his son right now. But Chris Jenkins was a monster of a player for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, dominant defensive tackle. Him and, you know, Julius Peppers ruled the NFC South for a long, long time. He was a great player. His son, I don't think, is as big as his dad, but he's a very talented player. You know, he's 6'3", he's 305 pounds, he shows up, you know, and he played a lot of games. So, you know, you could also look at a guy like Mason Smith at LSU. Like, Mason Smith is 6'5", he's 305 pounds, he's got long arms, he's got a massive frame. Like, he'd be my sixth guy, and it's based on potential. Like, I don't think he's unlocked it yet. I think he's got to get off blocks quicker. I think he's got to use his length better. But when I say this is a deep class, this is a really deep class of defense tackles. Like, we might see three guys taken in the first round. I think Newton, Murphy, and Robinson could be first-round picks. And I have Braden Fisk and Chris Jenkins over Robinson, but I feel like, in fact, I think that my order is Newton, Murphy, Fisk, Robinson, Jenkins. I can see Robinson going in the first round because of his frame. He's just bigger and probably has a little bit more flexibility to where you can line him up. But, you know, we could get three first-round defensive tackles in this draft coming out. And it goes deep. It goes deep into the second and third round. And I think, like, I think Miami is certainly in a position where they could draft a defensive tackle. I think that Tampa Bay could go defensive tackle. I know that they went Kalijah Kancey last year. They have Vita Vea, but it seems like they're a team that just wants to continue to build in the trenches. So that's my top five defensive tackles in this draft. And next up will be my top five edge rushers. Again, it's a very talented group. It's a deep group, and we'll get to that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.